Thanks for listening to Mr. Becksport's Litcast. What is the point of King Arthur, you might ask? King Arthur has left a lasting impression on much of the European world, and especially on the English-speaking world. Movies, since near the beginning of film, have sought to represent the idealistic time in which Arthur was said to reign. The order of chivalry that the legend details was considered the standard manner of behavior for generations of men. Besides, who hasn't pictured themselves in this romantic and completely immersible culture of kings, queens, courts, knights, damsels, and adventure? It is with this knowledge that King Arthur's story pervades our culture that we embark on studying the original legends, albeit a retelling from the 1950s. King Arthur's stories take place shortly after the Holy Roman Empire abandoned Britain, leaving a wasteland of power. Tribal kings rose up and war between rival factions was constant. King Arthur came along and with the help of his magical mentor, Merlin, like the alliteration there, became a unifying presence, uniting the country under one banner in the Kingdom of Logris. Arthur's famous Round Table was the place from which great adventures left off, including the most famous one spoofed by Monty Python, The Quest for the Holy Grail. These stories show the power that Arthur's knights could wield, but also their many flaws. Throughout the stories, knights are plagued by their own personal flaws that prevent them from achieving that which they want. I'm excited about King Arthur. I hope that some of the stories that I get a chance to teach you will stay with you as we proceed to study other more modern stories that show characters with different codes of conduct than the romantic, courtly order of chivalry. I think we could all learn some valuable lessons, not only about literature, but about life, as we study these knights that we hold in such high regard. Maybe we can turn out better than they did. It's just a story, after all. I do look forward to our time together with King Arthur, and I'll talk to you soon.